This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you, like me, are scrambling present-wise as the deadline grows inexorably closer, you might, like me, have had to roll the dice on a gift or two. Thankfully, the place you went to has a pretty good return policy, right? Or does it? That's the question in today's installment of our series, I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
How exactly do stores come up with their return policies? Marketplace's Andy Euler is on that one for us.
I'm at a Target in downtown Los Angeles trying to get to the bottom of this one. That's where I run into Lauren Ireland, who just got done exchanging a gift at the return counter. I ask her if a store's return policy matters to her.
Yeah. I won't buy it if I know I can't return it.
Target's return policy is posted clearly behind the return cashier. It says the store will do everything it can to ensure customer satisfaction, and that most unopened items returned within 90 days in new condition will receive a refund or exchange. But that's Target's policy. Angela Hausman is a marketing professor at George Washington University.
They don't have to do anything when the product is not defective based on manufacturing. Businesses do this because of the goodwill that it generates with customers.
Goodwill and loyalty. In such a competitive market, you can buy that stocking stuffer anywhere, even order it online and have it shipped to your house nowadays. And regulators aren't telling retailers they have to do this.
I think the biggest thing for consumers to understand is that there really are no legal protections for them. And if they have a very stringent return policy, you're just out of luck.
Returns cost the retailer a lot of money. If you buy a sweater at Target and return it, Target is going to try to return that sweater to the manufacturer. But there's no guarantee the manufacturer will give the retailer a refund. Joe Colangelo is president of Consumers Research. He says this becomes a bigger issue when customers take advantage of a return policy.
Fraudulent returns account for about 4% of all holiday returns. Just holiday sales alone, there's going to be $2.2 billion in fraudulent returns.
Some people call it renting. You need a drill for a day, but you don't really need a drill all the time. So you go to a store with a liberal return policy, use the drill for a day, and then take it back. All right, so is there anything a business can do to make sure people aren't taking advantage of that return policies they establish?
People's behavior is very, very difficult to change. There are a number of customers who are never going to take advantage of a return policy because they feel that it's morally, you know, wrong. And then there are some people that no matter how strict you make it, they're going to find the loophole that allows them to get a little extra.
All right, now here's the crazy part. Believe it or not, a liberal return policy might lead to fewer returns. Stacy Wood teaches management at North Carolina State University. She's done research on this and says it's a psychological thing.
So here's what happens. Here's the mechanism. When consumers see a liberal return policy, it's a signal to them, a cue that the retailer is standing behind their products. What happens is that there's this tricky little psychological bias that we all fall prey to, which is called confirmatory bias. And what happens is that we tend to view evidence in a way that confirms our prior expectations.
So for many customers, a liberal return policy makes them think they're shopping at a good store. Maybe that's why L.L. Bean is willing to take back those 15-year-old cross-country skis, no questions asked. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.